Yeah, that's one, and then it's a, like a safety.
Christian worship.
Yes.
Okay. I don't look like Shami.
Can anyone please be quiet?
Maybe I do. Rabbi Mills meant to speak tonight, I couldn't make it. So you'll have to make do with me instead. Sorry about this cheap imitation of what it should be. We're trying to do justice to the topic. The discussion, the title was, when do you make a bracha on someone else's menorah? Just thinking as I said this, happened one year in yeshiva, I came along and I found out someone else had made a bracha on my menorah. It was lit. So that's one way. If you can bracha on someone else's menorah, you're just going to light his menorah. I was a shell and said, what do I do now? I come down, there's 50 menorahs in yeshiva, and I know which one's mine, and it's lit. So there's another 25 not lit yet. Just going to take one of them. What do you do? So that's a share in itself. But I don't think that was what he wanted. What he wanted to discuss was, when do you make a bracha on someone else's menorah? In a different sense, we know there's three brachas. You light menorah first night, asher kedishonu, b'suiz of itzvonu, the adling neir, that's the bruchas, hamitzvahs. There's a second mitzvah, she'os on this in, that's to commemorate the nays, and lastly, shechionu. Second night, third night, all the way to the end, we skip shechionu, because you only say it once. The first two brachas, lighting neir, are the mitzvah, and she'os on this in, which is a bracha of commemorating the nays. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, very interesting, Tofresh I involve Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, someone who has not lit menorah comes now at 10 o'clock at night, he hasn't lit menorah. He's not going to light menorah. He doesn't hold a menorah. They're not lighting for you at home. What does that mean? We know that Ner Chanukah is not like any other mitzvah. Tefillin you've got to put on. Lulav you've got to shake. Chanukah you don't need to do. As long as someone in your house, which represents you, lights menorah, it works for you. Is neirish ubeisai. Your house lights. You're away, you're out on business, your wife can light, you're sorted. Your wife's out, you can light, you're sorted. You're both out, your kids can light, you're sorted. You only need one person in your house to light for you. It may not be Mandarin, but Mandarin, but you're later with one person lighting. People make a mistake, they think you have to be there, that locker. You don't really need to be there. As long as you know it was lit for you, you're going away, you're not available, you can't light. Someone lights for you, that's fine. To be there is not someone the neighbours once asked me. A couple went away and they said their daughter's at home. Can she come to me if I lock her? I said, what do you want to come for? To watch me light menorah? She has to have a menorah lit. She doesn't need to be there. So long as someone in the house lights, they were getting the wrong end of the stick. To be there, there's no reason at all. To have a menorah lit in your house is a chiyuv. She doesn't need to be at home. I can go to her house and light menorah for her. But to come to watch me light, there's no point in that. You don't need to watch someone light. You have to have a menorah lit in your house. You don't need to light it. It has to be lit for you.
If you live in your house with a brothel, you can go light next door neighbors.
We're going to discuss that. Oh. Why can you do another one? But the violet to start with, you don't need to be there as a man of locker. You don't need to know about the locker at all. You can be away, you can be shopping, you can be doing anything. As long as someone in the house lit a menorah for you, even a shliach, he has your neighbor to come around and light for you, you're sorted. Your mitzvah's done. So Shulchan Aruch says, someone who didn't light and doesn't have someone lighting for them. So you have no menorah related to you. Let's make it more dramatic. You don't have a house. So no one can light for you even if they wanted to. You're a poor man, you haven't got a penny to your name, you have no menorah, nowhere to light. Mishalai Hedlik, they ain't also Hedlik. They got Ebed Lik and Lotha Beta, they're not lighting for you. What happens? You're walking down the street and you see a menorah. You see a menorah, says Shulchan Aruch, Mavorach and Shulchan Aruch, and love you see. You make a bracha on this menorah. Why? Because she also missing is to commemorate the nays. You don't have to light the menorah to commemorate the nays. You gotta see the menorah. You see the nays, you remember, hey, Chanukah, nays. Don't you think like that? She also missing. So this bracha is called Birchas Haroya. The bracha of the seer, the viewer. Someone who sees a menorah. He hasn't lit, he's not planning to light. This is the bracha of someone who sees a menorah. Oh, this is part of the discussion we're gonna get to. It's so much called Birchas Haroya. Some ask, when we light menorah, tonight everyone lit menorah here, I hope. You mean, the Adli Nir Shulchanukah, and he said, Shulchan Nissen. How many Shulchan Nissen? What are you making? What are you looking at? There's no menorah. Maximum, you've got a flame in your hand. You're about to light the menorah. That's what they ask. The Birchas Haroya is the bracha you make when you see a menorah. Shulchan Nissen is when you see a menorah. Some are showing him, they lit, and then they said, Shulchan Nissen. Not like you do. Because the bracha of Shulchan Nissen is on seeing a menorah. The answers were about to light, all related. But that's the Shulchan Aruch says, you've no menorah in sight, nothing doing, you see a menorah, no menorah of yours, you see a menorah, Shulchan Aruch. Then he's in Tovah Shai and Zion, and he's a steerer. Shulchan Aruch says, again, so you forget more in the next sermon. Yeah, Shemuel. Sha'awa b'shabad likin al b'beisai, even if they left you at home. That means you're away, your wife, your son, your daughter, your parents, someone left you. Imu b'mok Shemuel Yisrael. Sorry, inu b'mok him. Yeah, Shemuel Yisrael. In a place where there's no yidda, you should lie him on there and make sure also listen. Why?
Just listen,
right? Why? Because even though you end up with the menorah at home, the menorah you want to make. What's going on? Mishbura asks, steer. In the last sermon we said, it's got to be no one's lighting you. If no one lights you, you have a chiv to make a bracha on seeing the nearest. Here it says, even if the light you at home, you can still make a bracha on seeing the nearest. So you're away, make it better. A woman's in hospital having a baby. Husband lives in Minerva. She sees the menorah now. Come to the first sermon, there's no brach saraya. She sees a menorah, okay, so what? She has a menorah lit for her at home. She can't make brach saraya. She can't make shasun listen. According to the second siman, it doesn't matter if someone lit for you at home. You now are unrelated to that mitzvah. You haven't lit menorah yourself. You can make shasun listen. Says the Mishra, what do you do? Well, do you make the brach saraya? Do you make shasun listen when someone lit for you at home? And that's extremely negative. 2 days ago, someone, 3 days ago now, someone asked me, their wife was not supposed to have a baby. They wanted, what should they do? Should they let Manoah, while she's, sorry, she had the baby. She was going to come home, they were going to discharge her that evening sometime. Does he go and let Manoah?
Yeah.
Now what happens now? If he lets Manoah, she has a Manoah in the house. If she has a Manoah lit for her in the house, you have a steal. Baruch Zoraya, does she make Baruch Zoraya, or does she not? So if she's in the hospital, there's no mirror to see, so she couldn't make Baruch Zoraya if she wanted to. What are you going to make on? There's no mirror to see. But she comes home at 12 o'clock at night and she sees a menorah lit, what does she do? On one hand, she has a menorah lit for her. Shulchan Aruch says, you can't make Baruch Zoraya. Next time when he says, even if you have a menorah lit for you, you still make Baruch Zoraya. What does she do? There was a guy who went away on business. And he was in somewhere else in England and he came back to his travel lodge late at night and he wanted a shulchan and menorah. The same shaila. His wife lit her home. If you go with the first siman, Shulchan Aruch and Tovish are involved, your wife will let you up, so why let him know? You can let him know, you can't make a brocha. Because there's no shots to listen, because they let you up. In quote, the second siman doesn't make a difference. Even if they let you up, you can still make brochas alright. So that's the steer. When they light for you at home, can you make brochas alright? You can play out in many different ways, and many different shadows. What do you do in such a case? It's a machlokes v'sheinim. Shulchan Aruch brings down both sides of the argument, and he's not machrei. What do you do? Lemaisa is a big sofik. Says Mishabura, we know sofik brachas alka. If you have a sofik, you should avoid the bracha. You shouldn't say the bracha, which means that's why it's important. Someone asked me, their daughter's out shopping. This was a couple of years ago, coronavirus, and it worked out with the sales, and it was the sales. What can you do? You have to go shopping. He wants a lemon there, and his daughter's shopping. Now really, if he lets menorah, his daughter's covered. No problem at all, she's yoyta achiv. However, she has a sofer brich zaraya. She has a menorah lit for her at home. Does she have to make a brich zaraya? She also listens to Avisenu when she comes home later. So because of this sofer, you should try as much as you can to avoid the shayla, i.e. wait for her to come home. Really, you can lie now. She's yoyta now. The problem is she also listens, what does she
can
do?
Can I opt not to be moitzer?
So then you come to the Mishnah of Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, because really she can lie on her. Many of the girls don't lie, really.
Only the Moisa with the first bracha.
Ooh. Well, the first bracha is on the Mitzvah Locker. If the Mitzvah Locker works, then the Shosanism will be included in that. You'd have to say, I'm completely independent, I don't want to be
moitzer. And just a light.
And then she comes in the light. So she comes and says, you know, I can't be bothered. She got a light. Because you're not moitzer. But before you come to Eitzes, this is the shadow. What do you do? So this person's in hospital, his wife came late at night. He said, what should he do? Should he lie now? When she comes home, what's she going to do? Maybe it's a riot. He wasn't sure she'd come home, maybe she won't be discharged. And he didn't be lighting when sugar late. It's 11 o'clock at night, he's going to light her. And then she's not even going to come home. What's he to do? So you have this suffer with a riot. Lamaisa, if you are sure someone's going to come, now it's also a different shayla because you've got this man locker to regular people in the street, you go at night. Chazar to be that late, so it's kedai to wait for someone to avoid the shayla with a riot. Now, the next night, he had a different shayla with the person. His wife said, she's after birth, she doesn't want to come downstairs for menorah. So what does he do? He can light menorah downstairs. So first I said, you know what, you light menorah downstairs, you see the bracha on the top of your lungs and she'll hear upstairs. But what bracha's alright? Bracha's alright is because you see the mirrors. She ain't seeing the menorah. So what does she do? Tia's not so bad because she never sees the Zavira, so she has no suffer.
Just put to the next mate.
Okay, mate. Oh, but we want to help every mitzvah. We can't just help on him. Tommy the Chomet. Don't we have babies? Tommy the Chomet. So she wants to help Tommy the Chomet.
What's the Chomet mean?
I thought maybe you've got a chairlift in.
She's through.
It's a cheap price to pay to have children which are from the home, maybe it's Kedai. What can she do? So if he says the bracha at the top of his lungs and she hears upstairs, that's great. But she wants the point of Bruce Araya if she ain't seen the Menorah.
Well, she can see her neighbours.
Oh, so that was the first answer. Look out the window, see the neighbours. You don't have to see your Menorah. You're here, you're here with your husband. You can be in America, you're here with your husband, no problems. What's the problem, Bruce Araya? See someone else's Menorah. So when I actually asked me, his wife came back late, he made a Sibir Chazariah. I said, no problem. You have some chassidim by you, a lighting chvetz, for a bit of time, nacht chilek at the first night. She should go there and listen to the brocha. You hear, she'll say, listen, she sees the nearest you've done. So if she looks out the window and sees the neighbor across the road's manure, and hears the husband Bruch Chazariah, that's great. No problem at all.
So why did you say no to the neighbor? Your neighbor, you didn't want her to come with you.
No, she has to be Bruch Chazariah. I've asked her, but she has to live in her. This woman, husband lived for her. This girl, her parents are away.
Her father
in Eretz Yisrael. The father can't live for you somewhere else. In your house, the father's locker covers everyone. So she had no luck. So this guy's wife's upstairs, no problem. He leaves the bracha, top of his lamps, she hears. She looks out the window, and everyone's happy. The other option is, light upstairs. So this is the later. Light in her bedroom, how much she do with the lights, bothering her. But that's the option, light upstairs.
Or light downstairs?
One second, Moshe, we'll get to your questions afterwards. So that's fairly simple. That's Bruch Chazariah. You have a sofek if someone lights for you. What do you do? So when I was at the Shiloh one day, he called me up. He was going to the Koisel for a Kiruv, and he wanted his neighbor to light the Nerf him Erev Shabbos. He was drowned to the Koisel. He wanted to go to the Kabbalah Shabbos. So what do you do? So I told him, your neighbor can light for you, that's no problem. Your answer, someone lights in your house, you're fine. Problem, what do you do, Bruch Chazariah? I'm the Bruch Chazariah. So he told me the Koisel someone's going to light. So if the Koisel is a valid locker, you can't light a Menorah stab and make a Bruch Chazariah. It's got to be a valid Menorah. If someone walks along the street and wants to make a Bruch Chazariah, that's a Menorah. It's not a house, it's nothing, you can't. So that's the song
you
public.
Can you do it on the Labamchum one though?
Oh, so if you can, it's Bruch Chazariah. If you can't, Bruch Chazariah doesn't help you because you're making Bruch Chazariah on the nearest invalid. So it's got to be a valid name of Bruch Chazariah. So that's the Shiloh. Oh, a Shulman is a very good shayla. Someone actually hit someone to have given me a whole chabur on this just tonight. Because a Shulman Meira, Chazal was not the second to be hit as such. It was made by Orchid Blukin and Meira. So he was trying to understand, can you read Bruch Chazariah on a Meira that's not there for that? So, Lamar, should you say Meira tomorrow morning? Come here, Bruch Chazariah tomorrow morning. It's the day, it's not Hanukkah.
So, it is Hanukkah. So,
why
can't
you lie? It's a measure, maybe it's not a regular chiv, but I said,
you
have it,
you're knighted. Can I just say, why can't you
lie? It's a good question, Moshe. The answer is that Chazal said the main mitzvah is in your house. A base measure was a separate tekona. That tekona, you may not be able to Bruch Chazariah. To solve it, could be it, could be not. But that would be
the answer. But Moshe needs to show that I know they do.
Yes,
but why has someone like is in hospital and he's not well, and you can't, like a friend of mine.
We'll discuss this.
We need to discuss one more thing.
No, there's another very important halacha, and that is the Shulchan says, can a person break off from the halacha at home? Meaning, back to our friend, he went on business, he's away on business, far away. And he wants to light Menorah. Why does he light Menorah? Because he wants to make Bruch Chazariah. He has a sofek if he's chayav to make Bruch Chazariah or not. I'll tell you what, simple later. I will decide I'm not being here to my wife, or my kids, or my parents. I'm not being here to my house. I'm cutting off from my house. What's the problem with that? In fact, I'll tell you better. If you have a husband and wife at home, really they can both light. I should be the man, every person can light. The meaning is the women don't, but they can. So why is it worse when I'm away? I'll go away. I'll do my husband and my husband. I light the Menorah and I have no sofek at all. As that is, Mahadrim and Mahadrim is in one house. When you come past the house, you have one Menorah, two Menorahs, three Menorahs, it's Mahadrim and Mahadrim. But if you're in a different house, there's no Mahadrim and Mahadrim. The Mahadrim and Mahadrim is, the Gemara explains, do you want to see five people lit, six people lit, seven people lit? When I light my house, you light yours, there's no Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So when husband and wife at home, and they both light Menorah, you may have Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Once he's in the travel lodge in the middle of Doncaster and he wants to lie there, there's no Hajjim and Mahajjim. He doesn't say, hey, two Menorahs. It's unrelated. Rather, it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, can he break off from his wife or his husband or husband or parents or children? Can he break off from the house? This is a big machlekes. Mishmur brings down a sofik and it's very unclear what to do levaisa. Meaning, you're away, you want to light menorah, it's not so simple to break off. So what do you do? Now this person went on business, he woke up after his wife had lit. His wife lit and he said, hey, what am I going to do? He finished his business meeting 9 o'clock at night, he came out to his travel lodge, now what? Now this is the worst case scenario, because it harsh into the hold, before she lights, you say, I don't want to be into them, I'm breaking off. So when she lights it for herself. But now that she's already lit, he can't come now and say, hey, I don't want to be into them, that's out. I broke Zariah. What's he broke Zariah? We have a shit in Shulchan Aruch. He holds he has to make Shas Nissim. We have a shit holds he can't make Shas Nissim. What's he do? Stuck. If there's someone else there, a single guy who hasn't got someone lighting at home, or his wife's also away, or his wife's with him, then they make a bracha. You can go in here for them, no problem. But once someone left you at home, you're in a lot of trouble now. Because you're stuck with Brech Zariah. What do you do with Brech Zariah? Therefore, if someone does go away, there are many, many shilas involved. Someone told me he went to his parents for Shabbos. He said four of his siblings came and each one got a different perspective what to do. So you have to always check out what you're doing, when you're going, how you're going, what you're relying on. This person will eat in one place, sleep in a different place, you have many shilas. But the most basic thing to know is, Biruch Zariah, as Lal said, you're not lighting menorah, you make sure also listen when you see a menorah. Number one, it's got to be you see a kosher menorah. Can't light menorah for no reason. Number two is, if they leave you at home, you can't lie here. You can't break off. And if you decide to say, do you know what? I'm still going to lie menorah. It's an invalid menorah. This menorah is nothing. You get it with a home. This menorah is a complete joke. You can't make sure to listen on it. If you thought this before they lit a home for you, then you've got to be machlekes if you can break off or not. The Mishmur is a love call, in your rotsa. You're not, you can't say, I don't want to be yitzah. You're automatically linked up to your house.
If you're different time difference.
There's a big shilas with time differences. There's sons, daughters, yeshivas, sems. Many, many shilas about how to work around with this. There's all shilas when bochum go away, what do they do? There's all kasha. Reb Zera says, the Gemara says in Shabbos face, Reb Zera says, when I was young, then I used to always join in with the balabais. I gave a penny to the balabais and he lit for me. When I got married, I relied on my wife. That was the kasha. Before you got married, why didn't you rely on your parents? If we're saying, whenever they light for your home, it works, you relied on your wife, why didn't you rely on your parents? So the son bring down from the Yerushalmi, that the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Rav Zeir didn't have parents, he was Yosem from both his parents, which is very neat. So when he was a Bacha, he had no light in his home, and mainly he lit. Once he was married, he can't light. He must take care of Rav Zeraya.
So the Shabbos.
Sorry?
Was there
Shabbos in there? No, this is to Machanika. Yeah. Others say, different Mahalach, when you Bacha go to Yeshiva, our Bacha go to Yeshiva, they all light. Ashkenazim, for sure. Why are they light? They're lighting home for you. So there's different answers. Some want to say, because when you go to a Yeshiva, you go there for so long, you're not part of it. Well, it depends nowadays, they're home more than they're there. But yeah. The Bacha when it used to be that Bacha went for a whole 6 week Zman, and 6 minutes, I don't know how long it was. Then he said he's left the house. Whereas when a husband goes, you go for 6 months, but he still makes sure to get that go at one point.
Same for Shulchan Aruch,
but you can say he's left the house, and now he's in an independent location. There's more to that. So Reb Zera, when he was a bacha, before he got married, he left home, went to learn yeshiva like they did back then, for whatever, a year, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know how long. When you're married, it doesn't help you, you go here for 10 years, you still make sure to get back home at one point. So those are some answers to deal with Reb Zera, how you work it out. It's different mahalchim, how you go with it. Either way, you must remember, the Berech Zorai, make sure to miss him if there's no one lit for you. What do we not lit for you? No one lit in your house, you're not lighting, you don't have a menorah. Command not shaykh to have such a circumstance nowadays. You'll always have someone who's shaykh to a house where they are lighting for you. Maybe it's like in traffic, maybe out by a chasna, maybe in town shopping, maybe by a business meeting. But someone will light for you at home. And you got a soft with Berech Zorai. What do you do when you come home, when you get back to your travel lodge, get back to your hotel, do you make a bracha Berech Zorai? You'll always have the sofik. The answer is, before they leave you at home, have that not to be answer, and even that is subject to a big machlekes. Okay.
Can I just ask them?
Yes. If you